This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to another episode. I'm going to give it a couple seconds just so folks start connecting, inshallah. And I'm able to share this out as well. So we'll start in a couple seconds, bithnillah. Today we're going to be talking about Ramadan, making sense of it all. So hang tight and we will be starting, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. We'll be starting in a few seconds. I just want to make sure that we share this out with Nila. And okay, folks are connecting, alhamdulillah. Alrighty, so assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. My name is Nahila Morales, and today we will be talking about Ramadan, making sense of it all. For those of you that may not know, I'm actually a convert to Islam. I'm Mexican American, and I live in Dallas, Texas. Subhanallah, we are in the last days of Ramadan. And so first and foremost, I want to say congratulations, mabruk, felicidades, for making it here to the last days. And it's truly an honor. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of His mercy, He allowed us to reach another Ramadan and hopefully enjoyed it and benefited. And so today we're going to talk about that specifically, Ramadan and making sense of it. Where are we? Some of us are, you know, more broken than others. Some of us are healing. Some of us are in a quest. Some of us are curious about this religion. So today we're going to touch on some of those issues or topics as far as what do we make of this month? Are we leaving the same way we came in? Are we leaving empty-handed? Or are we leaving with more than what we came? And so I want us to take a couple steps back and just reflect for a second. How much did you benefit? But don't be so hard on yourself, because I have heard that. I actually work with reverts, and oftentimes we are looking for perfection when perfection is an attribute that belongs only and solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is not looking for perfection from us. He is looking for excellency. And so what did you make out of this Ramadan? We still have 9 days to go. We are actually on the 21st day, which is an odd day. Tonight will be the 22nd night. And so how are you making the best out of these last days? So recently I heard a lecture, and the Sheikh was saying, you know, sometimes we start very strong at the beginning and then fizzle out or start getting overwhelmed or tired as the days are still long in some areas. And so by the end of the race, we are exhausted. And so that's what we want to focus on today, inshallah, that in these last few days of Ramadan, we make the most of it, the best of it for us individually. So each and every one of us has different goals. You know, we are in different stages of our spiritual journey. We are in different stages of our Islam. Some of us are new into the faith and are just learning or are celebrating our first Ramadan. And what did that look like for us? So I know that most of us make a lot of goals prior to Ramadan, the beginning of Ramadan, in the middle of Ramadan. But are these goals attainable? Are these goals really realistic? Are they realistic for us? And so we need to make sure that as we are ending this month, we don't leave empty-handed. We don't leave with nothing at all. And so one of the best ways to do that is, inshallah, to focus on four things. And these four things, hopefully, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're able to carry them outside of Ramadan. So whatever we are acquiring in this month, we should be able to take it outside of Ramadan. And why is that? Well, because, you know, normally they say that it takes anywhere from 20 to 27 days to gain a new habit. And so Allah has blessed us with 29 to 30 days. So let's just pray that we're able to take something with us before the month is over, inshallah. I see there's a couple questions coming in. So I'll try to address those towards the end, inshallah, if that's okay with everyone. And I don't see them here. Okay. So number one, to be generous. You know, we're not generous not only with the people outside, but to be generous with ourselves. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. And so we got to give ourselves a break. We got to be merciful with ourselves. You know, the same mercy that we're looking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the same mercy that we should have, you know, for ourselves, bismillah. And why is that? Well, simply because I hear this very often. Well, you know, I'm not a good person because I didn't do A, B, and C, or I'm not donating enough. Like today I got a message, well, I don't even have a job. And so we'll talk a little bit about what that means when it comes to charity. But for now, generosity is something that we should be working on ourselves. You know, for those of you that are not aware, Ramadan is broken down into three sections, right? So the first 10 days of Ramadan, they're the days of mercy. They're known as the days of mercy. The next 10 days are known as the days of forgiveness. And then finally, we are in the last 10 days, which are the days where we are looking for Laylatul Qadr, right? And so let's be generous. Let's be generous. And generosity doesn't always mean that you have to give money. Sometimes generosity means that you are kind, simply kind with yourselves, and forgive yourself. So the same forgiveness that you're looking from, or you're seeking to obtain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the same type of mercy and the same type of forgiveness that you want to work on yourself. So like I mentioned earlier, some of us came into Ramadan a little bit more broken than others. And so let's work on that healing. And the best way to work on that healing is to work on forgiving oneself, and to be merciful and kind and nice to oneself. So number two would be giving charity. And so charity doesn't always come in a form of finances or monetary. Charity comes in many forms. Charity comes in your time. Your time. We've heard the phrase, time is money. And it is, because our time is very valuable. And we will be questioned about our time, you know, on the Day of Judgment. How did we utilize this time? Did we make the best of this time? Did we waste time? And so in these last 10 days, now nine, we want to make sure that we're utilizing our time in the best manner, and we're giving of this time in charity if we're not able to give monetarily. But if we are blessed with resources, if we are blessed with Allah giving us a wealth, we are also responsible to utilize that wealth in the best manner. And I want to highly encourage everyone, whether you're going to watch it now or you want to watch it later, please share this video, inshallah, that giving charity or sadaqah is a way to purify your wealth. And we want to purify our wealth as often as possible. Allah will test us even with our wealth. And the Prophet said that every nation has a test, right? And it is tested with something. And our nation, his nation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's nation, is wealth. We will have wealth and we will not know how to spend it or where to allocate it properly. And so it's very important for us to get into a habit, not only during Ramadan, but even beyond Ramadan, to inshallah make it a consistent to give in whatever manner and capacity we're able to. So we want to make sure that we give. And alhamdulillah, I mean, this page does a lot. There's so many beneficial articles and there's so many talks. And so it takes funds to carry different operations. And so we want to highly encourage you during these 9 days left, inshallah, nine nights left, that you digging into your pockets and donate. Whatever it is, just make it consistent, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, allow us to always be of those who give for his sake. Ameen. So again, number one, we want to be generous. Number two, give for the sake of Allah, charity. And we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also taught us that charity comes in another form, which is smiling, right? This is another form of charity. So when we think of wealth, we only think of what we have in the bank, or if we have a huge house, or if we have a car, the latest clothes, the latest purse. But your smile is charity. And so, you know, I actually have a neighbor who's very grumpy, and I always tend to smile because you never know how you're gonna reach someone's heart. How are you gonna, you know, reach that individual? And you're not only giving charity with your smile, but it's also a form of dawah, right? For them to see the way we carry and conduct ourselves as Muslims, inshallah. And so one of the things I always mention on here is that whether we like it or not, we are all ambassadors of this faith. We are all ambassadors of Islam. And so the way we behave, our manners, our character, they see us and they put us all in a basket. And if we are not in the best behavior, then they don't say Nahela, they say these Muslims. And so we want to be in our best behaviors at all times. First and foremost, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, but also because everybody has eyes on us as Muslims, especially, you know, if your attire is visible that you are a practicing Muslim, such as the hijab, or for the brothers, the kufi or a big beard or what have you. So let's never forget that we are a representation, we are ambassadors of this faith, and so we want to make the best appearance when it comes to dealing with our fellow brothers and sisters in humanity. So inshallah. Okay, so Ramadan, to worship more and to compromise more. Absolutely. I think that's very important. So number three, I will highly recommend to set aside some time. We call it itikaf. Some people are not able to go to the mosque, but you don't necessarily need to go to the mosque to be able to experience this. You can do it in the comfort of your home. And you want to focus on that relationship with your Creator. You want to focus on getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending quality time with Allah. And during this time, in this place of comfort, in a place where it brings you sakina, tranquility, a quiet space, a space where you can focus, you want to make sure that you focus on that one-on-one connection. And the best way to do that is by speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after praising him and calling him by his beautiful names and attributes, you want to go ahead and pour your heart out, right? And the best way to do that is by supplication, du'as. So make your list of du'as in these next few days and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Remember that He is closer to us than our jugular vein. And so He is there just waiting for His servants to ask. You know, there's been times where I've asked and it doesn't happen immediately, but it happens at the time that He knows I'm ready to receive. And so I was asked this the other day, "Sister, why isn't Allah answering my du'as?" And, you know, I keep asking and not answering my du'as. And I reflected, you know, sometimes we are always asking, but are we in true submission? And what I mean by that is, have we ever reflected on how is our salat? Are we praying on time? Are we praying at all? Are we praying extra prayers? Are we getting up in the middle of the night to pray? And so when we ask Allah, we also have to reflect on what are we giving? Are we being obedient servants? Are we exercising the faith the way it has been prescribed to us? Or are we tailoring it to whatever we wanted? And that's, I mean, I want to keep it real today because these are the last days of Ramadan. And we don't know if we're going to make it to the next Ramadan. And that's a fact because we have seen so many loved ones leave, you know, and did not make it to this Ramadan. So you and I are not promised tomorrow. You and I are not promised if we are going to make it to next Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to get there. Ameen. But for the time being, we need to focus on what matters, and what matters is today. Today, what matters is that we are being obedient servants and that we are in full submission to our Creator and that we try to practice the Sunnah as best as possible. And so the question is, you know, when you question Allah, why isn't He answering my du'as? Are you praying on time? Are you praying at all? Are you giving, you know, if Allah is blessing you with wealth, or if, you know, I remember my grandmother, you know, if she had a loaf of bread and she knew her neighbor didn't have anything, she would literally cut the loaf of bread in half and send it to that other home. And so how are we with our neighbors? Do we know our neighbors? Do we check up on our neighbors? There's an ayah in the Quran, and I forgot to bring my Quran, but it's in Surah Nisa. It's ayah 36, where Allah specifically tells us, so it's chapter 4, ayah 36, where Allah specifically tells us everyone that we're supposed to be taking care of, and our neighbors are mentioned there. So we're supposed to be kind and generous and everything that I have mentioned. First and foremost to ourselves, because if we are empty, if our glass is empty, how can we give out to anyone, right? So we have to make sure that we are okay in order to then take care of our families and then work towards our community and to organizations or institutions or projects like such as About Islam. And we contribute in the best possible manner. So do we know our neighbors? Are we getting to know our neighbors? Are we giving them the message of Islam? Not necessarily with a pamphlet or with a Quran, but with our manners. Are we perfecting our manners? Our character, is it intact? SubhanAllah, the other day, alhamdulillah, thank you. So the ayah that I was mentioning, it's on the comments. The other day, I went to pick up my iftar at this local restaurant, and there was a gentleman there, and he was arguing because it was late, right? His food was late. And so, SubhanAllah, he was arguing, and it really made me very sad. It made me sad because the first thing that came to mind was, he's fasting. How can he be treating this employee this way? Secondly, I said, it's Ramadan. We're supposed to be generous and kind to one another. And so his food was not ready. You know, Qadar of Allah, you are supposed to exercise beautiful patience. And so it really broke my heart to see this type of behavior in public and, you know, during this blessed month and to one another. It was a Muslim establishment, a halal place. And so I felt really bad and I apologized on his behalf, even though I had nothing to do with that argument. But I really felt bad for the cashier. And so we have to make sure that we treat one another also with respect and we're kind to one another, bismillah. So it's extremely important that we are always checking on ourselves. You know, check yourself at all times. And I always tell my son, I have a 16-year-old, I said, ask yourself two questions before you make any type of decision, or if you're upset, you know, ask yourself first and foremost, would Allah be happy if I did this? Would I obtain the pleasure of Allah? And the second question is, would our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this or do that or act this way? And if your answer is no, he wouldn't, then there is your answer. You shouldn't be engaging in things that are displeasing to our Creator. And obviously he sent the best man to this earth, and he is an example to all of us. So we want to walk in his footsteps through his sunnah. And so may we be of those that follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, you know, we are now in the last days and we are seeking for Laylatul Qadr, you know, which is worth 83.4 years, 1,000 months. And so let's focus on, you know, bringing out the best in us in everything that I mentioned, whether it's through generosity, through charity, through your connection and your relationship with Allah, finding that space, turning off social media for a while, picking up the Quran, even if it's one ayah that you're reading. You know, Allah, again, is not looking for perfection from us. He is looking for excellence. Try to work on that excellence within yourself. It's not always easy, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible because we were created to worship our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I want to leave you with those four things, inshallah. And let's always remember that, you know, if we're going through hardships, if we're going through any type of storms, if we're going through any type of trials, look at them as blessings, as lessons, as what am I going to get, or what is Allah trying to tell me with this? Am I away from Allah and so he wants me to come close to him? And so if any calamity brings you close to Allah, you are of the successfuls, right? You have succeeded. But if you astray and you go far, far away, then really we need to check ourselves. So let's try to revive the sunnah. I mentioned this before, don't try to implement something you're not doing without doing what is acquired from you, obligatory, such as your salat. You don't want to pray, you know, sunnah if you're not praying fard. So you want to make sure that you remember all of this. And so, is there any easy answer to that? Ramadan? I'm going to try to read some of these. Let me see. In your place. I don't understand that question. Is Ramadan to worship more and to compromise more? Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of rejuvenate our iman. Ramadan is the month of charity. Ramadan, it encompasses so many things, everything that I talked about today. Ramadan, we shouldn't walk away empty-handed during Ramadan. You know, one of the things that I always tell the Reaver community is, even if it's $1, even if it's whatever amount, just make sure that you're banking on your akhirah, because that's essentially what we're doing. When we're doing any good deeds here, we're really banking on our hereafter. We're working towards that. And so we don't want to leave empty-handed during Ramadan, and we don't want to leave empty-handed you know, when our books are closed and when we leave this dunya. Don't ever get too comfortable here, my beloved brothers and sisters. Every single one of us has an expiration date. Every single one of us will taste death. And so let's strive focusing on our hereafter and live this life as travelers, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has recommended us to do. So with that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of you, to accept your fasting, to accept your ibadah, your worship, to accept your good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you good health and to take any calamity away. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for patience and hikmah, wisdom, and anything that you're asking for, this is the time to ask our Creator. Subhanallah wa bihamdi wa shahadu la ilaha illallah. Take care of yourselves. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.